you know, God, have you got anything for 2024 for us? You know, go ahead and kick it on, Beth, you can go ahead. But if I'm going to title the sermon, it would be God Moments. I was just recollecting, you know, asking the Lord, 2024, Lord, what have you got for us? Do you want to speak something to me? If you don't, I'm not. I'm not going to bring something to pump us up, you know, because the word of the Lord is what comes and gives us power, you know, whatever the Lord's speaking. But God, he began to speak to me about some God moment things, you know, in my life, you know, he began to tell me that 2024 is going to be a year of God moments for God's people that are after him. It's not going to happen for everybody. I mean, I'd like to say that it will, you know, that everybody's just going to experience, but it's not. It's going to be the seekers. You know, Jesus said, if you seek me, you'll find me. See, the things of kingdom are, it's hid from this world. It's for it. But it only comes through Jesus. It only comes through God. It only comes through seeking God. True God success does come to the seekers, to the believers. You know, I don't care. The world wants to water it down. They want to do away with God and all of that. And it's kind of like, you know, Monty was doing Sunday school and I'm sitting there and he's talking about truth and the media and all of that stuff. And I've never seen it as dark as what I see it right now. In the minds of people, the media, everything. I mean, especially the last about three years or so. I mean, it's just, you know, and I'm not into politics and all that, but I am in this world. And I have to live here, and I'm going to occupy till he comes. And I'm going to, personally, the Word of God is first place and final authority, and I'm still working on it even more in my life. No matter what this culture or the world around us, we're not to be conformed to it. We're to its way of thinking and being and acting and doing. But I was sitting back there and he was talking about truth, you know, and this word is truth. And I told Travis when he was 15 years old, I told him, I said, son, I said, don't never twist the word to fit your lifestyle because you will get deceived. I said, but son, this word is the only way that you're going to really know truth. Now, I know that sounds far out to the carnal mind, but a lot of the things that I learned about God in church, and I'm not down in church because I am I want everybody in church, you know. But there were some churches that I went to and Christians that I didn't, because I didn't know this truth right here, you know, as I was convinced that some things that is in this truth right here was anti-God, was of the devil, that I found in this truth right here that set me free. Amen. Because Jesus said, if me and you continue in the word, so shall you be my disciples. Then you will know the truth. Then the truth will make you free. And those Bible times of reading and inspired to you are God moments. They are God moments. And God moments, how many knows there are times in our lives that God sets up and it will impact our destiny? It'll impact your destiny. God moments will impact your destiny. It will impact your right now life. You know, and I mean, it will impact your future. You know, I've had God moments that have brought me to where I'm at. And I mean, I'm very thankful for having an understanding of finding God's will. You know, and I really am heavy on renewing your mind to the Word of God. I'm really heavy on letting ministering here and putting it in the hearts and lives of even our young people, you know, that finding God's will is where faith begins for them. When a child finds out that God loves them, that impacts them, you know. Well, the only way they're going to really know that God loves them is tell them what this Bible says, because faith comes to the young ones by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, hallelujah. But there's God moments. Some of you's had God moments. I was sitting in the skating rink yesterday, Aiden's birthday, we celebrated it yesterday, but the 27th was his birthday, you know, and I was sitting in the skate rink yesterday in Coleman, and I remembered the God moment. The God moment when I met Teresa, you know, and I wasn't even saved, you know, at the time, but it was still God, a God moment, you know, and that not exactly that day, but not long after that. Well, you know, that God moment changed my future. I mean, you know, I wasn't even interested in girls or anything. I bought my bag of marijuana pot every week, and I had my little truck, and I waxed it once or twice a week, and, you know, and I had a job, and I just wasn't interested. But, you know, when I had that moment, then desires changed. And then here we are 38 years later, 40 years later, you know. But I was thinking, I was in there, and I was thinking about that yesterday. I thought, God, you were trying everything you could do for your plan to take place in my life before I got born again. Because you loved me, God so loved me that he gave his own. So he was taking opportunities that he could to get his will in mind in your life even before we got saved. And he paid a great price, and his name was Jesus, you know, for that to happen. But now that we're born again, I mean, we're born again, but I was thinking about how yesterday, and I told Teresa this morning, you know, I said, Satan has tried for all of these years to destroy us, our marriage, our family. If he didn't, he wouldn't be doing his job, you know. I said, but he just can't do it. He can't do it. You know why? Because she won't let him and I won't let him. And because we realize that our life is the will of God. See, you got to realize where you're at, that your life is the will of God. You get it settled in there that you being married and having a good, healthy marriage is the will of God. And then once you do that and you set out that you're going to do your part, then you will have God moments. You will have times that God steps in and God ignites and God gives a word and God gives you something to stand on and God and it will impact your this church service today is impacting your future. It's impacting your life. It is a God moment. Church is a God moment. Church is a God-ordained assembly. Whether it is here or wherever, God has told them to come together, told them to pastor, told them to do. That is, and God will draw and God will plant, and it will be God moments. My church where I went to, church is one of the most important things that a Christian needs to be in after they're born again. I don't care. It's been belittled and it's been, you know, churchism and all of that stuff, you know, and to where it's been watered down, you know, somewhat. I'm not talking about all churches, but I'm talking about the importance of going to the house of God. And because it is not preached that way and not portrayed that way as one of the most important things that a Christian needs his church after they're born again, because it's not portrayed that way, then there's not a God desire to go after it. Faith comes by hearing. Right? And so church, when the Lord... Now, see, I was kind of raised in a denomination that a lot of things was not God that are God. Like I got me a brand new, I told Monty, I said, I got me a brand new Bible case. He said, oh, praise the Lord. And he's looking at it, you know, and I wanted him to say, that's the one we got y'all 4 or 5 years ago. Well, I wasn't going to put my old Bible in my new cover. So I told Teresa, I said, I would like to have a two-translation Bible for Christmas. So she got me one, so I broke out their gift to me, praise God, and put that in there. And you know, I told Monty, I said, I've never did that. I've never had two translations. I've used the King James Version. Now, I've been liberated to, you know, get you an Amplified and all that. But when Teresa first started doing it, now I'm talking about God moments. I mean, I told her, you know, that other stuff's of the devil. The King James, I learned that in church. Not this church that God hooked me up with, but I learned this in the church that I was going to. That you didn't need to read no other book other than the Bible. You know? And so when Teresa gonna get her Amplified Bible, I said, you go ahead. It's of the devil. All you need is a King James. Well, this is the first time in history I've got me a King James and an NIV Amplified in the same book. Praise the Lord. Now I've been using, you know, study Bibles for years and years. You know, I've not just had a revelation and did it. I've just been waiting on me a new Bible to do that with. Praise God. But you know what? I came out and God put me in a church that believed the Bible in areas that I was deceived in. And they would preach that and I would be like, that can't be right. And I'd open the Bible with them. How many knows it's really good that you open your Bible with somebody preaching to you? Or you know what that Bible says, or you read along in that Bible. Because the Bible really don't need another translation to some of the God so loved the world. I don't need to translate that. Hey, some things don't need a translation. It is what it is, praise God. Hallelujah. But see, that church, God hooking me up and putting me in that church like some of y'all here. Listen, I didn't choose to come to Bluntsville. I didn't want to be a pastor. I never had a desire to be a pastor. I believed that I would be a forever evangelist. It was in my heart, and I sought the Lord to see what it was in my heart. I didn't even know what it was. I told Teresa, I said, I was going to church. Somebody said, going to church one morning. On our way to church that morning, I'm still a little skeptical about this church, Dunny. I'm a little concerned about this church because they shout in there. They playing pianos in there. I mean, keyboards. We're supposed to have pianos. They got keyboards. They got drums. They got all these things, you know. And so I'm kind of a little skeptical. See, it's okay to be a little nervous when you're coming up on the things of God. That's okay. Just don't back off and quit. Just don't back off and quit. Praise God. Because He wants you to have, He said, in all you're getting, get understanding. And when the gospel is presented to us and the word is presented to us, I've got it in the scripture. I was hoping the youth wouldn't go back there. I really was just about determined to let them set out because Jesus was 12 years old, stayed behind on a trip and went in the temple down there asking questions and stuff. And he was a wise one at 12. And it wasn't because he was Jesus. He had it in his heart. I must be about the Father's business. 12. If you're 10 and older, you ought to have it in your heart. I need to be about the Father's business. I need to be about the will of God. I want the will of God. Hallelujah. And you know what? I'm teaching my grandkids, one of them 6 and one of them is 10, that we got to find the will of, not 10, 9, 8. I'm wanting her to come on up here. That I want them to know how important it is that they find the will of God. You know, they find the will of God. They know that the will of God, you ain't got too much driving in them. They're little sponges right now. you know, you just go around and say it. Yeah, the will of God. What's the will of God? That's the will of God. And then before you know it, they'll be like, no, I don't know if that's the will of God or not. We're singing happy birthday up there at the skating rink yesterday for little Aiden. And we do it here. It's just the way we do it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. So that Aiden, he just sings every birthday, God bless you, happy birthday to you. You know, I mean, he's just, why? Why is he saying it that way? He's heard it and heard it, and that's the way it is. Well, that's the way when we get the Word of God in them and we get it in us. That's the way we are. Let God, when we get our mind renewed and we get revelation of what, I've got revelation. You cannot break me financially. I'm a giver. I'm a tither. I got up here and I said, I'm going to believe for a one ton. I got my one ton. It'll be on road first of the year. And I bought it debt free. Hallelujah. I believed God that it would come. I believed it. Hallelujah. I believed the increase last year. I told y'all the last of last year. See, and there's been these God moments because of my stance of belief through the year that it's going to happen. There's been these God moments that have showed up and brought that into place. There will be God moments when you're believing God. I can't explain it. I don't know how it'll happen. I don't know when it'll happen. I have no idea to give you a roadmap into these God moments. I do not know. But I do know that faith puts you in position for those God moments. Amen. See, the Bible says the steps of the righteous are ordered or ordained of the Lord, right? Well, we got to find out what those steps are, right? So it's not just any step. It's not me go my own way and there everything's ordained. No, it is find the will of God, get in the will of God, endeavor to do the will of God, and then those God moments will show up. Those God moments when I decide to do the will of God, the grace of God immediately is there for me to do the will of God. And if the enemy comes against me, good. There's already been a standard raised up, and I have victory over the devil. You have victory over the devil. So when the devil comes in and tries to move on you and get you out of the will of God, then that is still a God moment because God has showed up and empowered you at the moment of the power that you need to overcome whatever you're facing. Little Aubrey. Now, they up there and they have these races, you know. And she comes around, she comes over there and she says, Papa, she said, are you going to cheer me on when I race? And I said, sure, baby, I'm going to cheer you on. Sure I am. Like that. And she said, well, Papa, I have won before. Like that. And I looked at her in the eye and I said, baby, I said, I believe you're going to win. I said, I believe you. I said, I know you. I said, you're going to win. I said, you're going to win. Papa's going to cheer you on. Well, you know what? Praise God, they got out there and Aiden, they wasn't no big one out there, no little one out there to come out, so they sent a big tall one. And I'm thinking in my mind, this is not right. If that boy beats him, that's going to make Papa upset. Because they shouldn't have put that 6 foot tall up over a 3. You know, I mean, good Lord, all he's got to do is go soof and we'll go ahead of him. But you know what? I sat there and I thought, I said, he's going to win anyway. Somebody said something about it back there. And I turned to him and I said, he's going to win anyhow. See, I got faith. Come on, somebody. I know it's a skate ring and we're rocking. Oh, and we're skating, but we're still anointed. We got an anointing. Faith reaches out through all that ungodly music that's trying to get my flesh. Oh, I wanted to get out there and dance. Whoo! I'm like, I'm not going to skate now, but I've been 35 years. You ain't getting me on no skate, but I can get down there and boogie. They're playing some, play that funky music, white boy. Wipe out. Da, na, 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 you know.
Praise the Lord. Get that flesh stirring. That's why I don't like to go to the skating rink. How to come out of there, oh, Jesus. Oh, I'm filled up with that, Lord. I know I don't feel good now. I know why. But you know what? He takes off. She said, one, two, three, go. And I said, go, boy, go. And I told him, don't look back. He wants to look because he hates to lose. He's like, Papa, that boy don't like to lose at all. So he comes around through there. And I said, don't look. Don't look back. Go. I said, you're winning. You're winning. Don't look back. I'm getting, don't look back. Just go. He won. Got that popsicle. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know if she told that little boy, let him win or not. I don't know, but thank God they did, because I would have helped him out. You're supposed to get out there with your shoes on, you know, but we're out there, whoop. Oh, sorry. Whew, your mind can think evil stuff, can't it? That's why we got to do like Monty. We got to keep our mind stayed on the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you know, here comes little Aubrey up there, and there's a pretty good bit of them out there. And they said, go. Well, she goes. I mean, they all coming around through there. And she's not really winning, but she come around that corner. And I said, go, baby, go. I said, you're going to win. You're going to win. Well, you know what? She goes around. She falls two or three times. I mean, gets up. I said, get up, go, go. You know, she gets up two or three times. And you know what? She goes around through there and she wins. Both of them won. And I thought to myself, God said, He said, that's the way it is. He said, I want you to tell the church tomorrow that I'm cheering them on, that I'm cheering you on. Hallelujah. And you know what? I want you to know today that I'm cheering you on. I don't even know what I'm doing other than following the Lord. Teresa, she said, hey, I'm going to get in the shower. Usually that's a sign when she said she's going to be getting in the shower in a few minutes for me to go wash my hair so I'm not in the bathroom messing with her bathroom time. And so she said it this morning, and I really hadn't heard the voice of God yet. And so I told her, I said, well, because I thought, I'll just drive. I won't ride, because I ride with her every Sunday, you know. And so I told her, I said, I won't be leaving right now. She said, well, okay, that's fine, you know. And so, anyhow, that's when God began to tell me. He said, I want you to tell them that I'm cheering them on. I'm for you. I'm going to tell you something, church. God is for you. He's not against you. I went to the hospital and prayed for my pastor's boy. He's 42, pancreatitis or something, whatever it was, and then infected his kidneys and this and that. And I'm on my way up there, and God said, He said, I'm not doing none of this to him. And I thought, why would God tell me that? You know, he told me that for a reason. So I thought, well, I don't have to know. I'm going to tell him. That's God. God ain't got it. And I said, now, I'm sitting there, you know, and I said, look, I'm not going to preach to you. I said, you know the Word of God. You know the Lord. I said, you know the Lord. You've been saved. Yeah. I said, and I don't know where your life is right now with the Lord. I said, but you know, I said, God's not doing none of this to you. I said, God is a good God. All good things come from the Lord. Now look, we know that our choice, see, that's why we got to endeavor to find God's will and know God's will and not choose our own steps, because we want to make sure that we're going the right way so that we're not bringing wrong results into our life, you know? And we won't if we're after the will of God. I mean, even if we make mistakes, God will, He'll help us. And I mean, he'll just right then reach down and he'll say, well, now you fail now. Go, you're winning. Just like we do our grandbabies or our kids or whatever, you know. But church is one of the most major times that I can
pinpoint in my life of a God moment. When Teresa, she said, "Go, if you'll go up to Sandy's church and visit with me." See, it ain't none of y'all here by coincidence. I'm not here by coincidence. I'm here because God told me 22 years ago almost, go start a church. I had a Bible study. And I went to my pastor because I knew that I didn't want to start a church out of rebellion. I didn't want to start a church because I'm mad at my church. See, I'm not going to a church like that that was birthed out of that. If they're birthed out of rebellion and ain't went the way of the Bible. There's ways in the Bible that they do. I mean, Jesus going down through their 13 years. Give me that scripture, Beth, that wherever it's at. Matthew, maybe. I don't know where it's at. Not that one. It's the other one. Yeah. Right here. Now, his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. This is Jesus' parents. And when he was 12 years old, talking about Jesus, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast, and when they had fulfilled all the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it, but they supposing him to have been in the company. See, at that time they traveled in like caravans. There had a bunch of them. And Jesus, they just assumed Jesus, just like usual, he's with them. They go a whole day's journey, been in the company. When a day's journey, and they sought him after their kinfolk and acquaintance, and when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him where? In the church, in the temple, sat in midst of the doctors, and both hearing them and asking them questions. Is there more of that? That's it. Well, it goes on, and it says Jesus later on, that Jesus grew, you know, in wisdom and stature and favor with man and God. And the Lord spoke to me. And he said, see, he said Jesus was in, there it is. And they was listening and understanding. And when they saw him, they were amazed at his mother said to him, son, why hast thou thus dealt with us boldly? Thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Know you not that I must be about my father's business? They didn't even understand the saying. He was 12 years old. They're like, this was, you know, might have been amazing to them, you know, and everything. But they were he was in the temple. He was in church. And the Lord spoke to him. He said, see, church is one of the most important things after that you are born again or people get born again. He said, it has been year over years watered down through the minds of Christians through evil thoughts. They give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. They come a time when they will not hear the truth. You know, he said, but I'm going to voice it through my people. He said, I'm going to bring back a drawing to the body of Christ. He said, to the assemblies. He said, I'm going to draw people back to my will. He said, that is my will. He said, just as I told them to go in Acts over there, chapter 2, he said, I told them to go up into the upper room and tarry there until they be endued with power. He said, I assembled them. He said, I assembled them then. He said, I could have told them stand out in the streets. He said, I could have told them get on a ship on the Sea of Galilee. He said, but I told them to go into a place where I've anointed. He said, the churches are anointed, the ones that are seeking me, that are after me, that will preach my word, and the leaders will repent when they are wrong. See, Jesus went on here and he says, I must be about my father's business. Y'all young folk, and a few of you in here, 12 years old, Jesus was 12. And he had a heart to go after. I've had people to tell me, well, that was Jesus. No, you ain't read the book. He stripped himself of being God. He became anointed at 30. His calling started at 30.
this had nothing to do with it. This had to do with Mary and Joseph loved God. They followed God. They evidently, Jesus was turned on to the will of God's the most important thing. We had to leave a place and take you to a place. God told us to go there. God told us to go where he was born. See, they followed God. So Jesus, because of the parents, Monty, and you heard that, boy. Almost made me tear up like it did you. Yes, it's awesome. I mean, here he's been sitting here all these years. Ha, it's Monty, ha, ha. Good Lord, I got to go to the bathroom. You're going to come back 30 minutes later. Oh, yeah, I missed it. Phew. Ha, yes. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, ho, oh, good Lord, Monty's a gold mine. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, every word coming out of his mouth. It's a God moment, son. You've lived with this man all your life. And then all of a sudden, ha, oh, Monty's anointed. Oh. No, he's been anointed. It's your season. It's a God moment. I remember when Teresa started doing Sunday school. I mean, you know, my Sunday school teacher, I was going to baptize I was baptizing these two that started the church. And I wasn't giving them ministry or anything. They were shacking up, living together. I don't like to use that word. It makes people mad. Living together. Sounds a little better, shacking up. Same thing. But anyways, you know, I'm glad they're coming to church, man. I mean, I'm encouraging them. I mean, I found out they needed a place to live, you know, and I went and rent them a trailer, you know, and the first deposit and all of that stuff, you know, and they're coming to church, and I'm all excited about them coming to church. And then they come to me, we want to be baptized. And I said, oh, yeah, praise God, no problem. And so I'm telling one of the ones that's doing Sunday school, you know, I'm telling him we're going to baptize. And he said, well, they living together, ain't they? I said, what's that got to do with it? I said, they weren't baptized. I said, they got born again. I led them to the Lord. They weren't baptized. Well, I mean, you can't do that. I said, they don't tell me don't do it. I said, let me ask you something, just a question. I said, if you didn't know nothing about them, you didn't know anything about them other than you know that Bible, that we're supposed to get them saved and baptized, would you baptize them if you didn't know nothing about them, if you didn't know they're shacking up, didn't know they wasn't living together? I said, you know some things in there. Well, anyhow, he quits church. He said, you're not going to do it, are you? I said, absolutely, I'm going to baptize them. I said, I'm not going to give them ministry. I said, but we can get them married. I said, if we can get them saved wanting God's will, I said, oh, that's what we do. You know, we get them wanting the will of God, man, will of God. Get them wanting the will of God, preach to them the will of God. God's a good God. I said, before you know it, they're like, oh, God, we're living together. We can't. Oh, Jesus, ain't that the way we're supposed to do it? I believe that's the way we're supposed to do it. That's why I don't try to come home with all of y'all. Find out your business. Find out y'all all half jacked up and the floor up. I might not be able to preach. God, I'm all confused now, God. God, what do I do with these jacked up people? You know what God would tell me? Well, you're a little jacked yourself. So just don't get you. So I baptized them, praise God, you know. I baptized them, he quit. And I'm before the Lord and I'm saying, God, what am I going to do here? And I kept seeing Teresa. I thought, no, that's the devil. Well, I mean, now I'm not knocking Teresa, but I'm thinking I want to keep everybody in the church. You know, because, I mean, she's a real blunt person. You know, and not all of it's right being blunt. You know, and all of that, you know, man. And I'm like,
Nah, man, because she's a no mercy person. She's just no mercy. You know, I was mercy to Travis and she was judgment. You sloshy boy. You know, and so, I mean, it kept coming to me and I thought, nah, man, ain't no way. There's no way. God, do you still get? I mean, God. You know, but see, it was a God moment, Johnny. I mean, it was a God moment, and God, and so, I mean, I'm on a fast. See, if you really want to know the will of God, you know, fast. Y'all quiet again. Y'all was laughing just now. Everybody's like, oh my God, here he is bringing up fasting. I'm not doing it, Jesus is. See, he's talking about God moments, the seekers. You know, and that's part of it. Coming to church is a big part of God, will be a big, big, huge part of God moments in your life. I mean, during the preaching, during the testimony, your offering. I mean, your offering when you lay that offering in there out of faith to the Lord, from your love for the Lord, I'm telling you, it is setting up things in your future. It'll set up God moments that will come in and bless you. I mean, you know, you bought a house and now you're down here about to lose it, and you've been tithing and you've been giving, and all of a sudden it'll come up in you that no man has left father, mother, land. Put him first, hallelujah. And the gospel hasn't lost anything. I didn't lose my house. It's mine now. Wells Fargo can't never take my house now. I paid it off 1 year ago this month. We've been walking what we believe. We believe to be debt-free for a lot of years and not be broke. I mean, I can't be happy debt-free and can't even pay the light bill. God, I wish I didn't even have this big house. Believe for a big house. Then your light bill went up to $340. You ain't been used to paying $80. Oh, Jesus. No. These are God moments. Got a light bill here one time. Our first light bill here was $54.17. We was not in this big place. Didn't have all these heat and cooling systems. We was in back under, you know. $54.17. And I thought, glory to God. That's a God moment. Isaiah 54:17. God, you know, no weapons ever formed against this church will prosper. I took that as a God moment. And then we went in there. If we take all of the tiles up, I told all them people when we got some covering to cover the floor up in there, I said, I want all of y'all where y'all sit and get your favorite scripture. I said, we're going to stand on the Word of God. Every time we come to, you're walking on the Word of God when you come through yonder. I said, we're going to write scripture all over the floor. I want everybody's favorite scripture in there. Well, later on, you know, we get on back here and we come out of Egypt, so to speak. We come out, had plywood ceilings, had $300. See, don't belittle small beginnings in your life. Don't look at where you're at. I'm only got, no, you say, I have a lot. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I don't own my house, but I own part of it. Glory to God, and I got you on my side. You're cheering me on. Hallelujah. 2024 is going to be a prosperous time for the believers. I believe there's going to be hard times. I believe the world's going to get darker. I believe people are going to get harder to deal with. I believe it. I already see it. I mean, I just had to repent the other day, and I ain't telling you the whole story. I felt good about taking off the whole week. I got off the phone with that dude. Then I wished I hadn't even took off work. Ain't that dumb? I thought I shouldn't even talk to the little devil. So I got off the phone. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm sorry, but I don't believe I'm wrong. I wished I really had to. I didn't cuss him out, Johnny. I didn't cuss him one time. I didn't tell him I'm going to come out there and beat your head in. I didn't tell him, man. I did tell him. I said, you are the smart aleck. He said, you got an attitude. I said, you are an attitude. I said, it's better to get one than it is to be one. That's what I told him. Praise God. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. And I mean, if you don't call the law, he said, I'll just call the law. I said, won't you just do that? I want you to. Call them. I said, are you going to call them? Call them. Call the law. See, if I go to jail, baby, I got a revival running. I get free meals, free TV, and I've got all day long to preach. But God, and I know how to fast. I know how to fast, and I don't need your food. I'm going to eat that you know not of in there, hallelujah. Pray God. And I'm going to get some people saved in there, hallelujah. And you know what? The devil will get me out quick. So you got to have that attitude in you. If God be for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. And if you feel you've got a little attitude towards somebody and you mess up right quick and that flesh done kicked in, just repent like I did right quick. Just say, Lord, I'm sorry, Lord, but I'm a Christian, but I'm not a pushover. See, my life should demand respect, not my words, because I respect. See, the Bible says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. So we tend to want to just think about that as bad things. Also no bad things. Sow good things. And think of it another way. Glory to God, I honor, I'm going to get honored. I love, I'm going to get loved. I give, it's going to be given unto me. Hallelujah. Jesus was in the temple. So we all need to be convinced ourselves, not by law or have to or all that, that we are going to unite in church. I'm going to do it. I'm going to stand against the blizzards coming in 1994 if they are. Aubrey's praying for snow and I'm praying for it to melt because it'll want to snow Saturday night. Can't snow on Wednesday evening after we leave church and be out and be thawed out. God just got the snow on Saturday. And most of God's people, yes, God, you go, boy. We ain't got to go to church tomorrow. But we ought to be passionate about assembling together because it's not this old building built in 1974. God's held this thing together for us. God's brought us back here. We've been on a journey. So that lot bill, you know. I look back here. I brought a bucket, and I had it set about right here. There wasn't none of this here, and I set that on that bucket because I knew God wanted us to renovate this. And I made a commitment to God that I don't borrow money for ministry, that I will never have the church in debt making payments. I committed to the Lord. See, you know, and we as God's people, we don't need to make New Year's resolutions. We need to make New Year commitments. There's a difference between a commitment and a resolution. You know, we might do it or might not. But a commitment is, God, I'm going to get closer to you in 2024. And then set out and I read my chapter like I should. I'm talking about me. Maybe I could go 5 days of fasting instead of four. Maybe I could go 2 meals of fasting instead of one. Maybe I could go till supper. See, really, there's not a pattern. There's not, you know, just 7 drawled out steps of fasting. There's a Daniel fast, which the church come up with that name, Daniel fast. It don't say nothing about a Daniel fast. But Daniel, he didn't eat nothing. All of the Gentiles was eating their meat and all that. Bring me the vegetables. Bring me the greens. That's what Teresa told me. We got 1 day left. I'm eating tonight. Because Teresa done made a commitment. It's going to be turkey bacon instead of ham. Now, I mean, it's going to be turkey ham instead of, you know, sausage. And bacon. And I hope we don't go to the wheat bread, but it's probably coming. Have you ever tried to eat 3 fried eggs with wheat bread?
They just don't do eggs justice. But you know what I got in my closet? This was a God moment. This morning, Teresa, I think you need to wear a long sleeve shirt this morning. I said, well, that's fine. You know, she lays me out a long sleeve shirt. So I go in there and I put it on and it gets to here. I've worn this shirt before, I know. I've had it in there. I don't think it's a new one. Unless she's pulling something on me. She bought a small so she could convince me to let's eat right. She didn't. Well, it wouldn't buckle. Yeah, wouldn't button. And so I said, hey, I said, I'm not wearing this. Nah, I ain't of that. And I said, I pulled it back. I said, I'm not wearing that. And so I pulled it off. I said, just get me another shirt. She said, that's okay, because first of the year, that's just tomorrow. God, that'll cause a dread to come on you. I mean, it'll be boiled asparagus. And if it ain't turkey, we ain't eating. Turkey and chicken, we ain't eating. Oh! I need some sardines in the can. That's going to be better. I said, look, I said, this is just temporary. I said, we've come through all this eating, man. I've gained about 5 pounds over the last week. All this Christmas stuff, man. I mean, we've been going over here and eating down there and eating over there and eating. And son, I mean, when I do that, I eat. I'm like, it's free food. Man, fix a plate and take it. I'm in there, I'm not even hungry, but I'm eating it. It's free. Somebody was walking over last night and they said, Is that your third piece of pizza? I said, yeah, and I'm thinking about getting nothing before you get the last one. And then I thought, man, I better go over and get me some cake before it's all gone. We had a mob there. Praise God. And then I ain't got a setback. God, why didn't that make it nourishment for my body? Lord, I prayed over it. He's like, well, God, man, your faith wasn't big enough for that much food. No, he didn't say that. I'm just being funny, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But expect God moments in your life this year. Expect God moments on your job. I mean, look, man, do your work as unto the Lord, and the Lord will promote you. And if God, just like me, I was believing God to be in business for myself, you know, and I'd failed many kind of jobs trying to start businesses lost without God, but had it in my heart. But I wouldn't go and quit my job. See, I used to quit jobs. So I got born again, and I thought, I'm not going to be a quitter anymore, God. I'm not quitting this job. I'm going to wait on your will, God. God, whatever your will is, I want to be in business. I just believe I receive it. I used Mark 11, 24. Whatsoever things you desire in here, when you pray, believe that you receive it and you'll have it. And so I just believed that I received my own business, and I just received it. And I told God, I said, I'm not going to quit my job. I'm going to wait on you to line it up that I know that I know that I know that it's you. That's a challenge. That's a real challenge. Well, my business sold out and didn't tell nobody about it until the transition day. The transition day, my boss come to me and he said, I don't own this business no more. And I said, what? When did that happen? Well, it's been happening. Told nobody. He said, now look, Sugar. He called me Sugar. He said, they want you to stay with them. They want you to stay doing the same thing that you're doing. And my brother walks across the parking lot that day. The very same day, he knew nothing about it, none of it. I didn't, he didn't. And he told me, he said, what happened? I said, man, they sold the business out. And he said, why don't we go into the garage door business together? He was working for a company and they was letting him sub some of them, you know. He said, let's go into the garage door business. And I mean, on the inside, I thought, I don't even got to quit my job. I've got a choice. I can stay or go. And I thought, this is God. So I told him, I hadn't been saved in 8 months. I'm learning how to wait on the will of God at 8 months old, man. And so I says, let's do it. I said, I believe this is God. Well, 30 years later, I still own it.
I mean, and it's rocking. Just this last year, I was believing God for increase. God, I got to close. It's 12:30. It's because y'all sang too long. Taking up my preaching time. I'm believing God for increase. And I stood up here and I said it. I said, I'm believing God to pay Travis double what I paid him this year. Well, you know what? I almost paid him double in 2023 that I paid him in 2022. And he increased in other areas. So he made over double of what he made last year. Praise God. Now, why I'm saying that, I'm not telling, yes, because you're on your own business. You're forgetting what I preached. The God moments, the God-inspired things that God wants you to be in and be walking in and be going in, God's will. And then there will be God moments. Had a phone call in March. And I'm going to close with this. And it was this company out of Abbott. Well, I've been trying to get them to let me sub their doors for years. I mean, I've knew them for 30 years. I've been in the garage door business 30 years. Calls me up and needs to talk to me. You know, we'll make a long story short. I named my price on the doors, the labor on the doors. I named my price. Me and Travis got together and we doubled it from what we'd sub in another company for a lot of years and blah, 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 you know. And then I laid it out to them, the conditions and this and that and all of that, and we got it. It was a God moment. See, in this next year, praise God, I'm believing for less work. Big jobs, less work, more money. Now, you might think that's crazy, but I don't. I'm believing for the God increase. When God increases you, Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and don't add sorrow. It don't add no sorrow. So you believe that on your job. I don't care if you're in business. It ain't got nothing to do with being in business for yourself. It's got to do with you are the business. You are. You're working for the Lord in His business. Because the Bible says, do our work as unto the Lord. And see, promotion comes from Him. I'm looking for promotion for every one of you, spiritually, physically. I'm talking about healing in your bodies, praise God. And the more we go after the will of God, you go deeper into healing power. You go deeper into the grace of God. The Word, Paul says, your Word works mightily in me. The Bible says that the Word of God is like medicine, is medicine to all of our flesh. And the Bible says that joy, laughter, doeth good like a medicine. I'm not a funny guy, but y'all laughing sometimes. It used to bother me. I'd be like, man, they're making fun of me, God. I mean, y'all, the people laugh, you know, I guess the way I look or whatever. And I go out and I'd be like, man, they're making fun of me, man. I mean, this is not good, God. I'm trying to be serious in there. And the Lord spoke to me one time and He said, well, I want to use you to spread some joy like you have. He said, I know you're serious. He said, but you're a joyful guy. And I said, yeah, man, I'm happy. I'm pretty happy. He said, sometimes I have to use you because in that way. And that's fine, praise God. So look for God moments. Look for them in your marriage. Look for them with your kids. Look for them in everything. Look for God moments. Seek the will of God. Find the will of God. Stay in the will of God. Church is the will of God. Fasting is the will of God. That's part of seeking the Lord, praise God. And I tell you right now, they will be God moments. Let's bow our heads.